Hi everyone, my name is Victoria and I'm the host of Your Voice, Your Power. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about cancel culture. You may have heard of the term, but are you familiar with it? Cancel culture is a movement to remove celebrity status or esteem from a person, place, or thing based on an offensive behavior or transgression. This is a quote from a study by Pew Research Center that I thought summed up the term really well. However, there is a negative side to cancel culture. Other survey participants said that cancel culture is trying to silence someone who doesn't have the same beliefs as you. And some said that cancel culture means rewriting history and stopping the acknowledgement of true facts. So, in this episode, I'll be addressing all parts of cancel culture, the good and the bad. Let's get started. So cancel culture is something that was very new to me when this episode was suggested by one of my friends. So I heard of the term, but I wanted to do some research on it because I wasn't familiar with it. So this episode involved a lot of research. Basically, I discovered is that cancel culture is when someone, usually like a famous or powerful person or company, says or does something offensive, and then people try to cancel them by like boycotting their products or unfollowing them or unsubscribing from their social media and things like that. And it can be like a learning moment because it makes people realize like what they say, especially on the internet, like that has consequences. And it can be used to hold people accountable when they like say things that aren't okay. But like, I don't know. There's also a part of it where it's like people make mistakes, and with cancel culture, a lot of times things are like blown up out of proportion and like statements are taken out of context. And like a lot of people just feel like it doesn't solve anything. Like, what does unfollowing someone actually do? So I don't know. And sometimes people just cancel anyone they disagree with without hearing their perspective first. So I think in theory, cancel culture is a good idea. But, like, I don't know. I've seen things about someone getting fired because of an offensive joke that they made as a teenager, which I think is crazy. I think we need to remember that people, like, make mistakes, and they need to be given a chance to, like, apologize, learn from it, and fix what they did, which I think is something that cancel culture doesn't really allow. Like, there's a difference between calling out someone and canceling them. I think at least, I would say calling out someone gives them a chance to grow and learn. Like, you're not just like, you're over. You just are kind of saying like, hey, you made a mistake. Here's what you should do to fix it. And canceling is different because it just kind of like cancels someone, I guess, without necessarily thinking about the context of what that person said or did or the other person's perspective. And I don't know, cancel culture has also grown into like this crazy movement, especially online and social media, because it's just so easy to click unfollow, unsubscribe. Does it actually help anything to cancel people? Like, if you see a post that bothers you, should you say something? Like, should you call the person out? Should you just outright cancel them? Or should you just kind of ignore it? Like, this kind of a little bit of a debate. And someone from the same study I mentioned earlier by Pew Research said that it's important to stand against offensive behavior in all interactions, which I thought was a good point. But you also have to remember that people can have opinions you don't agree with, and you might not want to like cancel someone just based on their opinion. I think the problem when you might want to think about calling someone out or even canceling them is when these opinions turn hateful. So like if someone says, I think it's my right to own a gun because that's in the Second Amendment, that's fine. Okay, you might not agree with them. You might be like, well, but that's their opinion. But then if someone starts saying, I think it's my right to own a gun, and if I want to, I can shoot all y'all, like that's when you might need to speak out about it. I don't know if that makes sense. So I think that's kind of when you'd want to cancel, or not even cancel, like call someone out. I don't know if canceling is actually productive. Sometimes you just kind of want to disengage, like just, you know, take a break. And don't let canceling someone become your first solution. Like before you unfollow someone or unsubscribe from them, do your research, I would say. And like if you just heard from a friend of a friend that so-and-so did this or said this, then I would try to find the context and research like what actually happened before just making a decision. And if the behavior was truly offensive, like call the person out. Like I said, if it's like painful or offensive, call them out on it. But be respectful. Like I would just say that's a big thing because social media can get so toxic, especially like in online stuff. So remember to be respectful. Don't just like start hating on them because then you're just kind of doing the same thing. And then I would say after that, just step away from it. Like don't constantly scroll through comments and stuff. Just like turn off the phone, leave the social media app and just like, yeah, go. So that's what I would recommend. Instead of canceling, I would always say call someone out. Don't cancel them. Because that doesn't necessarily give them room to grow. But I don't know. And then I also heard in the study, like I think I mentioned this in the quote at the beginning. It was like, cancel culture is rewriting history. Which I think is something we definitely need to talk about. Because last year with like the Black Lives Matter movement, people were taking down like statues of slave owners or like Confederate generals from the U.S. Civil War. And this could be considered canceling or rewriting history. But I think it's important to like recognize the difference between, I don't know, like not rewriting history, but I guess, okay, so like I think a statue is like a way to honor someone, and you don't need statues honoring people who did like these things, like who enslaved people or who fought to like keep people enslaved. We don't need statues honoring them, but when we can rewrite history a little bit, like I don't know, we can rewrite history so we don't like omit them from the history book. Like we don't just act like they don't exist, because they did. It's a true fact that some people fought to keep slavery in the U.S. But we can rewrite it so we don't honor them. Like, don't take out the facts, but make sure, just don't, like, honor the people who did these things, like, supported racism and sexism. And, I don't know. I think you can't rewrite history to just get rid of someone. And that's kind of with cancel culture. It just seems like, once you click unfollow, they're gone. And they're still there. Like, they still said that offensive thing. So you can't just pretend, like, you can't just get rid of them. Which I think is what people try to do with cancel culture. Like, trying to get rid of them, canceling them. They're still gonna be there, but you don't have to, like, talk about them, like, positively anymore. Does that make sense? And, like, I don't know. Don't cancel someone. They're still there. Just don't support them. And you can definitely call them out on things, but you don't need to act like they're canceled, like they're just gone. So I don't know. I think that's definitely something to think about with cancel culture, because sometimes people just like jumpstart to reaction. So it's important to take a step back, think things through, and think about what you're really doing if you're saying to cancel someone. Sometimes it's better just to call them out or even just let it be. And I think that's what people really need to consider a lot and with cancel culture. And I think that's mostly what I got from this. So I don't know. Yeah, that's something to think about. This episode was kind of a little bit of like facts. A lot of it was just like my rambling thoughts. So I hope you enjoyed. And as always, subscribe and share so I can reach more people. Yeah, and if you want to let me know what you think, you can send in a voice message or head over to Apple Podcasts to leave a review. And also, of course, I mentioned this in my last episode, but there is now going to be some Spotify Q&As. And if you listen on Spotify, I'll post some questions underneath each episode. Not all of them, but some of them. If there's a question I want to ask you, and you can reply, or if it's a poll, you can share your answer. And that's just another way you can interact with me. So if you want to do that, it's on Spotify. And thanks so much for listening. I hope you learned something new, or I don't know, at least got something out of my thoughts here. And yeah, now it's time to turn off your phone and go change the world.